Eloise here. Welcome to Intuition Talks podcast. So my random rambles from an intuitive perspective, sometimes around the subject of intuition and other things that intuitively feel need to be said. I want to talk about abundance today. I've been doing for the last month, I'm nearly at the end of the month, I've been doing a month of healing sessions and insights around money and changing our relationship with money for the last month. So it's something that's been really in my head and I've been talking a lot about just general abundance and kind of getting aligned with that, because the universe is an abundant place. We just have to be in resonance with it. And I just got a really nice reminder of that. I was fixing an email issue and now I have 42,200 odd emails appearing in my mailbox again, which, you know, is delightfully helpful. So just making me laugh. I have an abundance of emails. Everybody wants me. Most of it is just spam and needs to be deleted. So I will get around to that at some point this week. But it made me laugh and I'm like, oh yes, the universe is abundant. Thanks for reminding me. You've given me an abundance of work to do now to clear that out. But yeah. Anyway, funny old life. But when we're, like, the universe is abundant, there is, you know, like, it's incredible. You know, if you leave a patch of land, grass will grow on it, and then eventually a bird will drop a seed, and, you know, a tree will grow, or something will happen. Like, there can't be a lack of abundance on the planet. You know, something will be created, and, you know, however long you leave an area of land, you know, bigger and bigger things are just going to grow on it. So there's more and more of that sense of abundance kind of coming in. So, and it's the same with us, you know, if we have a fertile land, if you like, in our lives, and we are in a good place, then, you know, we're giving circumstances there for abundance to come in, not just in annoying emails, honest. But we've really got to be in resonance with that abundance. You know, if we come from a place of lack, and, you know, we could talk about this in terms of our intuition as well. If we think we lack intuition and we think we lack awareness and that we lack the abilities to tune into things, then that is going to kind of be what we get more of. Whereas if we come from a place of abundance and we're more in resonance with that, then we're going to create more of that. You know, as I've seen a few people say this over the years, and I think it's a great exercise. If we look at money for a minute, you know, if you say anything around I want money or I need money or I don't have enough money, you're just putting into the universe that sense of lack. And so the universe will just send you more lackness. It was like, oh, you don't have much money. Okay, well, that's what you're talking about all the time. So let's just keep that as your reality, because that's what you're obviously asking for. Whereas if we turn it on its head, you know, we can really create a different energy and be in a different space and have a different experience of life. So obviously, you know, there's going to be emotional components to it. There's going to be emotional components to it. But a big part of it is just being in that state of awareness and allowing. So, you know, if you say to yourself, or you say out loud, I need money, 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 like 10 times, I lost count. That feels quite condensed. It feels, you know, stop the audio and do it for yourself. You know, you'll feel quite contracted and small. Whereas if you actually say, I don't want money 10 times, so let's do that together, you can say it out loud as well. I don't want money. 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 How does that feel? It actually feels looser. It feels less contracted, more expansive. Doesn't it? It's weird, isn't it? But makes complete total sense when we come from the space. So if we're constantly talking about lack and being that kind of survival energy with anything, with our intuition, with money, with relationships, with love and connection. You know, we're just going to create more of that. So this isn't so much about thinking positively. It's not so much about, yes, thinking and saying and speaking positively is better than speaking in the negative and in the horrible ways. But if we come from a space of, but what we want to get to is a space of having no judgment of things. So we're neither in lack or in abundance. We're just a being in this space. Our preference might be to have lots of money, but we just be in this space of just seeing what shows up and, you know, maybe staying inside of abundance a little bit more. We're going to get more of that coming to us. We're going to be in a more receptive space than having rigid beliefs about how things can come to us and in what shape and form they can come to us. And, you know, then that, you know, not being so constrictive. Constrictive, is that a new word? I don't know. We're not being so prescriptive and, you know, confining as to how we think things can show up into our lives and what can come in. And so we're opening to more possibilities and more choice and just more awareness. So anytime you're noticing, and this is a big thing I've been saying to everyone through this series, and I say quite a bit, just notice what you're saying to yourself and how you're feeling. Because the more you get out of that, you know, if you're feeling in bad stuff, just go, oh, this is interesting. And like kind of just try and just think about something else or distract yourself and not be in that state of judgment. Like I'm in lack or I need more money or, you know, we've got to be, you know, responsible. We've got to look at our finances. We've got to keep on top of things. And when we do that, we can go, oh, this looks really bad and be like, oh. Or we can go, okay, this isn't a great place. Can I cut back anymore? Do I have any opportunities coming to me for money at this moment? And if not, let's make some. Let's be aware that those opportunities can come to me. And I might be not noticing them because I'm so stuck in my view of how things should come to me or how money should come to me or how, you know, my intuition should come to me. And yet there are all these different methods and means of intuition, money, abundance, relationships and things coming into our lives. But we close down to those possibilities because we think it should come in this way. It's like if you're in a job that you don't like, it's like, well, I have to do this to pay my bills. And the only way I'm going to get more money is if my boss gives me a raise. But that's probably not likely if you need the job. If you go, actually, I don't want this job anymore, I'm going to start looking for another one. Energetically, you're not in need of that job anymore. And they'll probably turn around and give you a raise to try and keep you. The amount of times I've chosen to leave a job and then they give me a ridiculous pay rise, like 25% or something, 30%. And I'm like, no, you can screw it. I'm going anyway. It's quite fun. To a job with even more money. You know, it's like as soon as we kind of don't need it anymore, then they know that we don't need it. And then they are desperate to hold on to you because you're probably very good at what you do, even if you don't really love it. So whenever you're in that place of lack, you know, you're not going to attract more abundance to you. But if you come into a space of neutrality or a space of, hey, the world is abundant, so am I, and just kind of getting rid of all of that negative self-talk, then, you know, there's more options, there's more possibility, and there's more fun to be had. So just notice what you're saying to yourself and how you're being. Are you coming from a space of lack? Are you waiting to be rescued? Are you expecting that lottery win to come in? Or are you coming from a space of abundance and just opportunities are everywhere? And, you know, isn't this an exciting, incredible journey? And coming from that place. So, yeah, it's really cool. Enjoy noticing what you notice. And I'll catch up with you next week. Okay, take care. Bye.